Now to the increasing harassment of emergency workers by drunken and drug-affected mobs. It's a problem that's existed for years and one which many state and territory governments are now trying to contain through tougher laws. Just this week on the mid-north coast of New South Wales, it's alleged ambulance and police officers were hindered when trying to help a young man whose legs had been severed by a train. Partygoers associated with the 18-year-old victim hurled rocks and stones at emergency workers, thinking they were there to break up the party. Police Australia-wide say emergency service workers increasingly face such challenges, particularly at this time of year and with the arrival of new menaces like the drug ICE. Rod Iddles is a former Victorian homicide detective and now Secretary of the Victoria Police Association, and he joins us this morning from Melbourne. Good morning, Mr. Iddles.
Good morning, how are you?
Police have been dealing with this behaviour for years, but ambulance officers used to be immune from this. I would have thought they're also copping it now. What are you hearing about what's happening?
Look, in Melbourne metropolitan area, the same is happening down here. We have ambulance officers who are there to treat people who are injured, and sadly they're being attacked. We know that Friday and Saturday nights in our emergency sections of hospitals, there's issues with hospital staff being assaulted from alcohol-fuelled violence, and obviously ICE plays a major part.
Okay, and the Victoria government has announced a task force to look at the state's ICE problem. You are on that panel. Is this are these attacks on ambulance officers, is it a result of that increasing ICE use?
Look, what we're seeing, and I won't speak necessarily on behalf of the ambulance, but quite clearly that's a factor in ambulance officers being assaulted.
And why is that? Why are ICE users more likely to become violent in that way?
I think ICE users, sometimes they're up, they don't sleep for 3 or 4 days, they become totally irrational and they become violent. You know, if you went back to the early 80s when heroin was a major problem, most of the time they went and scored and then they went to sleep. ICE is totally different.
Mm. So they're becoming aggressive and completely irrational. So the argument, we're here to help your mate whose legs have been severed above the knee, is not going to cut through.
They wouldn't even understand, and they would see you, I guess, as some sort of threat, or an ambulance officer as a threat. You can't sit down and have a logic conversation with them.
Mm. So how concerned are your members about facing this sort of threat of violence?
We know over the last 12, 18 months, assaults on police in Victoria has increased. It's a problem for us. Our members are concerned. We have constant phone calls about it. We need hospitals to have separate rooms so that ICE-addicted people can be put in those rooms pending treatment.
And does ICE represent, in your time on the force, the biggest threat to the physical safety of your members?
Look, I've been a police officer for 37 years and I would say yes, I'd agree with that. It's because the people are just so irrational.
Mm. As I say, you're on this task force. This has been an enormous problem around the country, but particularly in regional Victoria. What are you hoping to do? What is the job of that task force?
I think the job of the task force is to come up with a strategy that obviously deals and hopefully partly eradicates it, but it's also about education. Like, why are our young people actually becoming involved in ICE? And it's very addictive.
Mm. And you're also seeing white-collar Australians using it, tradies using it, young people using it. Do you have any idea about why all those sorts of people would be experimenting with a drug that is so clearly a disaster?
One of the things that I've spoken to tradies, and I've spoken to some business people who lost some money, got depressed, someone offered it to them. They thought it was an easy way out. It was a way to relieve, all their pain. And the next thing is they're addicted to it, lost their house, lost their family. So it causes massive issues for families and it goes right across the board.
And so what ideas will you bring to the task force? I mean, is it about tougher laws or is it about working from the grassroots up or both?
Oh, I think it's about both. First of all, it's about reducing the demand, cutting the supply off, and it's about education. I don't think there's one easy fix to this. It'll need a concerted effort from a whole range of different people.
Mm. And in the meanwhile, your members are in the front line. Many state governments have introduced tougher laws for those who assault or hinder emergency service workers in the line of duty. Is that enough, or is there some other measure needed to be taken to protect ambulance officers in particular?
Look, I don't know what else we can do if ambulance officers feel threatened, and sometimes police actually attend to assist. Most people don't think about the consequences of their action until it's over.
It's a tough issue, and one that gets even tougher at this time of year. Thank you so much for taking us through those issues.
No worries, pleasure.
Rod Idles, former Victorian homicide detective, now Secretary of the Victoria Police Association.